dramatic point. And
well,
let's
we got
go
to the happy part
there.
Of the story. That's
we're now we're climbing up the happy mountain now. I want to hear how you got from that point to now.
Well, you know, it took me, I am a bit dense, you know, it took me forever to try it, about 5 months of dying before I finally tried the cayenne. And then when it worked, I mean, I was flabbergasted that it worked. I mean, I couldn't believe that this was doing it, but I was afraid to stop taking it. So I took it every day, but I took me a couple of weeks to really accept the fact that I am alive because of cayenne red pepper. You know, I mean, it was just...
Well, again, it's too simple.
I know.
It's not complicated. You didn't go to a doctor. You didn't go to the hospital.
I didn't do anything. I just, you know, I didn't go on an exercise program, change my diet, anything. What I did is I took cayenne. Uh-huh. But I realized that, gee, you know, my life is dependent upon that little, as it were at the time, that little brown can, because that's
amazing.
What I bought. So I began researching cayenne. And one of the first books I got was a book by Dr. John Christopher, and a book called Capsicum, which is a book all about cayenne. I found out that cayenne is a fruit. It's not a vegetable. It was found in the Caribbean by Christopher Columbus on his first voyage, and his physician who called it red pepper because they were looking for black pepper. Don't have Chris plan your next road trip. He thought he was in India, but he was in the Caribbean.
A little lost.
Hey, a little bit, yes.
Little
and he
bit.
Was on. They named the islands the Cayenne Islands, and I don't know honestly if the islands were named for the pepper or the pepper for the islands. I believe the pepper was named for the island. But the island that it was found on, and this is what an incredible story, later became Devil's Island, the French penal colony off the coast of French Guiana.
Okay.
So anyway, and it was right on the Cayenne River, and in any case, the reason that it was seen as a wonder herb, it was the wonder drug of the ages, if you will, at that time in 1492, because everybody on the ship had scurvy, and nobody knew what scurvy, what it came from in those days. And when they began eating the peppers and cooking with them, the scurvy went away because cayenne is very, very high in vitamin C. It's also very high incidentally in vitamin A. Oh, that's me.
So how are you supposed to talk about it as far as the FDA was concerned?
You can say there's cayenne in this bottle. That's about all you can
say
as far as the FDA is concerned. Right, and I felt that's wrong. I mean, you know, that I want to tell everybody, because this does work, and I want to at least have, you know, people be able to make an informed decision. Yes, they'll take it, or no, they won't. You know, whatever. I'm not a doctor.
Sure, information.
You bet, and I'm going to tell the world. And I just got more and more and more determined to do that. I'm going to tell the world about this kind, and really that's what we're doing today. And But that, you know, as I say, led to starting a company manufacturing it. It also led me to divest myself of the company eventually and write the book Left 4 Dead. And
now, I might add, this was the purpose of you divesting yourself from the company was so that you could talk about what happened to you without the FDA problems then.
Right. If I still were in the business of selling cayenne, I would not be protected by the Constitution. I would lose my freedom of speech. I could not say what cayenne does. I don't think I could say it here on the radio, but I for sure couldn't have published the book Left 4 Dead. Or they told me that it would be considered a brochure, a part of the label, the book would be, and that I would then go to the federal penitentiary for actually criminal violation is prescribing without practicing medicine without a license is a criminal, you know, it's fraudulent and it's a criminal. Mm-hmm. And so a felony, and so it would be goodbye. We'd be talking from the penitentiary. So I've been a writer all my life anyway, and now I'm a writer and a publisher, and I like it, and I can tell everybody, and I do.
But getting back to your company, your company was Heart Foods?
Yeah, I started a company. I call it Heart Foods because this is my whole thing is heart. And I introduced Power Caps, Happy Caps, Thinking Caps, Night Caps, had some great products. The products are still, the company is still there. You know, since I've left, people think, well, maybe the company's gone away. The company has not gone away. The company is very, very successful. They're still there. They use, my thing was that I wanted to use more powerful cayenne. And so I made the heart food stuff with 100,000 heat unit cayenne. And I should explain what heat units are. But
yeah, I'm going to ask you that. Hold that thought because I was fascinated. I dump the Louisiana hot sauce on all my food. I love it. And I was fascinated when I was reading your book that there are actual different units of heat for different types of cayenne. So if you could talk about that.
You bet.
Okay.
I found out that the grocery store cayenne that I started out with was 2,000 to 5,000 heat units. Now, what a heat unit is they have tasters who have a procedure where they taste this stuff and then they rate it in heat units when a shipment of cayenne comes in. The hot sauce you take is probably 20 or 30,000 heat unit.
Okay.
And the stuff in a grocery store is going to be 2,000 to 5,000 heat unit, not very powerful, and that's because they don't want it very powerful because it's used for culinary purposes. The stuff you're going to get in a health store, most of it, not all of it, but most of it is going to be 40,000 heat units.
Okay, now is that capsule form or is it in bulk form?
In any form.
Okay.
And most manufacturers use 40,000 heat unit cayenne from China.
Mm-hmm.
Heart Foods and some other people use stronger cayenne that comes from India and Africa. I'm sure that you can get stronger Chinese cayenne too, but the most manufacturers just do the 40,000. And that's perfect for a lot of people. For me, I felt that I needed something stronger. You know, I've been very conscious of my reliance on cayenne.
I'm sure
that it's keeping me alive. Gee, I think of it every day. Every day I think, you know, I realize, you know, I'm reminded that this stuff is keeping me alive. And so I didn't want to, I wanted all the power I could get. So I formulated some 100,000 heat unit, a combination of Indian and African cayenne, and that's what the heart food stuff is made with. And the heat units are not to be confused with British thermal units or any other measurement of heat. They only refer to hot food. But all heat units are the same. It's kind of like with liquor. If you've got 80 proof vodka, for example, it's not as strong as 100 proof vodka because there's more alcohol in the 100 proof vodka. Well, the same thing is true with cayenne. If you've got 40,000 heat unit cayenne in this pile over here, and you've got 100,000 heat unit in the pile over there, you're looking at about twice the strength.
So we're talking about concentration of heat.
Yeah, it's capsaicin is the active ingredient. There are five capsaicins. All five are present in cayenne. All five are not present in other peppers or other hot foods, only in cayenne.
Uh-huh.
And cayenne is the ideal medicinal way to get your capsaicin, better than, say, jalapenos. And incidentally, jalapenos are real peppers, and they are vegetables. Cayenne are not. It's not a vegetable. It's a fruit.
I thought it was interesting you were talking about all the different places that you could and couldn't grow cayenne and some of the different areas where it's hotter than others.
New Mexico, for example. Arizona, another great example. Some of the best cayenne in the world comes from Bombay, India, unbelievably hot. Also from Sierra Leone, just incredibly hot.
Mm.
In Africa, where it grows. You know, incidentally, in Africa, the cayenne, they call it bird peppers, okay? The African peppers are called bird peppers. And these are called bird's eye peppers, the little ones. And what happens is the birds eat the peppers. Then the birds sit on the telephone lines, and their droppings, the seeds is in their droppings. That's what plants. Nobody cultivates the cayenne. Nobody plants it.
Are you telling me the birds plant the cayenne?
The birds plant the cayenne. Then, yes, they do. In the bird dirt is, you know, is the seed of the cayenne.
Maybe that's a little fun fact we really could do without. But
and it grows wild. And I'll pay
this is National Honesty Day, so don't hold back,
so
Dick,
in a way,
please.
It's organic because nobody's going to spray it because it isn't
it's
even
definitely
a plant
not
crop.
Artificial.
It's like plant grass or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's tolerated, not cultivated. And at the end of the season, with all these peppers there, it's harvested, and then they eat the peppers. But you know, it's really interesting, and that is honestly the truth. Hey, today's Honesty
National
Day, right?
Honesty Day,
and that is the way it's done.
Incredible!
Incredible.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you for just a moment. Mia, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi,
I just want to call in and say I'm glad we've got Dick Quinn on the show today. There's therapy barking away. But I wanted to say, Dick, that I want to give you an update on my mother. You know, you met her.
Yes, I did.
She's 80 years old, but she's going 90 to nothing. And you know how she relies on the cayenne?
Terrific.
And I just wanted to say, after you saw her and spoke to her, she's doubled her intake. I hope that's okay. She started with 1,000 milligrams.
Well, wonderful.
And
you know, there's no overdose danger with cayenne.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. And, I bet she's really bouncing off the wall, huh? A lot of energy.
Restrictions, right?
Right.
So anyone can take it and feel good. Because she's never had a problem, doesn't have to take any kind of medication, and she walks every day. And so I'm really an advocate, and I'm glad you could come on to tell more people about it and help them out.
Well, gee, I'm just delighted. Thanks so much for telling me about your mom. I'm just delighted that she's doing so well.
And hopefully we'll have you back again, right?
Well, terrific. Anytime.
Okay. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Mia.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stop right now and give some numbers out to... Hello, you're on the air with The Natural Grocer. What is your question?
Yes, I just wanted to say the benefits of cayenne really are unbelievable. I don't want to plug another book, but there was a diet that was in that particular book. It was a cleanser. And cayenne was given as part of the recipe for the cleansing.
Hey, and terrific. What was the book?
It was a Master Cleanser.
Okay.
By Stanley Burles. And I'm just, after doing that, a big believer in cayenne, and everything you're saying is music to the ears, because if people really knew the benefits of cayenne, and I'm so glad that you've written a book on this and that I caught you on the radio, I'm going to get your book and find out how I can get in touch with you regarding getting some of the products you might...
Terrific. Well, I'm going to give a phone number and an address where you might reach Dick.
Okay.
But your books are available...
Actually, they're at all the bookstores and health stores, and, you know, health stores all have them. Some bookstores have them, some don't. It kind of depends upon what day you get there. You can order them, though. The book is called Left for Dead. It's also... you can order it through an 800 number, which is 800-283-3998. And it's 800-283-3998. And let me say to our caller, gee, it's so nice of you to call and share your experience. It's just wonderful. But, you know, we got to tell the world. So please tell everybody.
Absolutely. And just one other thing. I just wanted to say it's unfortunate that we have to go through such political channels to try and...
Rigmarole.
Get out there. Huh?
Yeah, rigmarole.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. There's so many good things that people like yourself are bringing to the public, and you almost have to take in. It's like pulling teeth to try and get it out there. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, gee, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Here.
Well, I'm just not familiar with this cayenne thing.
Okay, well, most people aren't. I don't know if you regularly go to a health store, but every health store has it. If you can't remember the name cayenne, it's cayenne red pepper. If you tell them red pepper, that'll do. And you can, you know, they're all the brands are good. They're all a little different, and what I would do is just go and select one. And then what you want to do is take one or two capsules at the very beginning of each meal. The most important time to take it is in the morning. because that's when you're going to have a heart attack. And what cayenne does, it opens your coronary arteries and it destroys blood clots.
Hmm.
It'll also, now for me, it's regulated my blood pressure. It gets rid of cholesterol. The stuff is just fantastic. It isn't just that it saved my life, which was no small matter, and that it gives me energy, but it also does things like take care of my blood pressure and just is, it's just a fantastic health herb. Cayenne red pepper. Every health store has it.
Good. You know, honestly, I'm really not particularly a health nut, but I haven't even heard of it before.
Well, you know, I'm not a health nut either, really, and I wasn't then, and I had never heard of it. You know, cayenne was to me something that you put on deviled eggs. You know, I grew up in Minnesota. The hottest thing I ever had was once in a while I'd put pepper on my eggs. My mother thought I was being quite daring, you know. But I'll tell you, this stuff, you know, we're all dying of the same thing. Heart disease is the number one cause of death for men and women in America. We all die of the same thing. We're not pepper eaters. If you go to a country where they are pepper eaters, for example, Thailand, they don't die of heart disease. Now, if we could eliminate that one threat from our lives,